Welcome back to the In Ohio Country Today podcast, part of the In Ohio Country Today TV show and our iHeartMedia Radio Ag Network. I'm Big Dan Wilson, and our guest this week is Derek Dahling. He's the executive director of the Ohio Propane Gas Association. Derek, how are you doing this morning?
Good, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you having you on the air, and we've got a lot of cool things to talk about, especially when it comes to incentives for our agricultural community when it comes to propane gas. But first, let's talk a little bit about yourself, how you landed at the Ohio Propane Gas Association.
Well, I know some of your listeners won't be happy to hear this, but I'm actually from the state up north. Been in the propane industry with that group for a number of years. And the opportunity arose for our firm. Our firm happens to be an association management and lobbying firm. And we've had the Michigan Association as a client for almost 30 years. And about 10 years ago, the Ohio Association had an opportunity, and they talked to us. We thought it was a great fit, and we have it's just been a great, great partnership for the last 10 years or so. And so we are happy to represent the industry. Again, as much as I'm from Michigan, I've fallen in love with your state. You just have a lot of great people, a lot of great things happening in your state, and certainly your agriculture industry is one of them.
And we're well aware of the connection between propane and our producers here in the Buckeye State. But first, let's talk about some of those benefits of propane and kind of educate our general public out there as well.
Yeah, obviously, I think a lot of rural Ohio knows already that propane is the great fuel for heating your home, heating your water, obviously grilling, our Buckeye tailgates and certainly our backyard. But what a lot of people may not know is just how versatile the fuel is and how much it's used in vehicles throughout Ohio, especially with school buses. Has been a growing sector, and certainly on the farm, with a lot of different engines. The same heat that heats our homes can heat our chickens and our pigs and certainly our greenhouses. And then obviously for heating water and cleaning up barns. And, and even one of the things that's emerging is, poultry house sanitization, easy for me to say. making sure those, especially with the bird flu, it's been a growing concern, obviously, throughout the country. And propane is here to be able to help farms of all sizes and all shapes and obviously different products. So, just a very versatile fuel. Obviously, a lot of people don't realize just it may be a fossil fuel, but it is the clean fossil fuel. And it's we're very, very proud to be part of the clean energy sector of our country and certainly the clean energy for Ohio.
Where is most of the propane sourced?
That's it's a great and timely question for a lot of unfortunate reasons after what's happening across the world. But 100% of Ohio's propane is North American, so it is not reliant on any foreign sources other than our partners in Canada, our friends in Canada. Hopefully, they're still our friends in Canada. With everything happening, almost every drop from Ohio is coming from North American sources. So it is extremely reliable for that reason. It's extremely affordable for that reason. And certainly, 100% American is nothing nothing to be ashamed of these days.
Now, you've got some family members that are involved in farming and agriculture, and I'm sure they can tell you firsthand the benefits of propane as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about that family connection as well?
Yeah, you bet. Your listeners are not going to like this, but I'm a Wolverine. But I was born and bred in Lansing, in the city, and had zero connection with farming. But I happened to marry a Michigan State girl who did grow up on a huge dairy farm, one of the larger family dairy farms left in the state. And we now have our second home there, and I'm very fortunate to live out in the country and just be blessed with all the farm and all of the products and beautiful scenery that comes with that. But it's about a 4,000 dairy herd, or 3,000 head of dairy herd. It's about a 7,000 or 8,000 acre farm with all the different products that go into it. And it's just been a fascinating thing for a city rat like me to be able to learn and see the farm operations and all the things that go into it and all the work that goes around the clock and throughout the year, and just eye-opening stuff for kids like me.
You're listening to the In Ohio Country Today podcast, part of the In Ohio Country Today TV show in our iHeartMedia Radio Ag Network. Our guest today is Derek Dahling, Executive Director of the Ohio Propane Gas Association. We're going to take a time out. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to In Ohio Country Today. Allen Davis Insurance Agency, your solutions provider in Wapakoneta, Lima, and Minster. Allen is a business owner and an active farmer and Farmers Insurance President's Council Hall of Fame inductee for 2025. Trust Allen Davis Insurance Agency for auto, home, life, commercial, and total farm protection with offices in Wapakoneta, Lima, and Minster. For more information, check us out on the web at allendavisinsurance.com. Rodot Leasing Sales and Service is your place for Wilson Livestock Trailers. Wilson builds reliable, lightweight, and corrosion-resistant aluminum livestock trailers. Wilson is known for their attention to animal and operator safety, as well as the best in biosecurity. Wilson delivers your best value and your lowest cost of operation. Rodot is your home for Wilson Livestock Trailers. Call Rodot Leasing Sales and Service today. Learn more at rodot.com. When it's time to prep your feed, Kuhn mixers deliver consistent, thorough results every time. Built for efficiency and designed to reduce feed cost, Kuhn mixers help you get the most out of every ration. With decades of innovation focused on your feed, Kuhn stands above the rest. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today or view our inventory online at applefarmservice.com/Kuhn. Dye Real Estate and Land Company specializes in farmland and recreational land throughout Ohio. A company for people who enjoy the rural lifestyle and looking to buy or sell their land. All of our land agents are members of the Realtors Land Institute and have extensive experience in farming and agricultural land business. At Dye Real Estate and Land Company, we'll work with you to tailor fit a plan that works best for you, your family, and your investments. Our services include 1031 tax-deferred exchanges, land brokerage, land auctions, and CMAs and valuations for estates and planning. We are Dye Real Estate and Land Company. Call us today and visit our website at dyerealestate.com. Dye Real Estate and Land Company. We know the land business because we live it every day. You're listening to the In Ohio Country Today podcast, part of the In Ohio Country Today TV show in our iHeartRadio Ag Network. We're speaking with Derek Dahling. He's the executive director of the Ohio Propane Gas Association. You know, Derek, today is the start of National Agriculture Month, and it's so fitting that we can have an opportunity to talk to you and talk about the benefits of propane and its connection to our ag community. But let's get into it. There's a really cool program that could give back to our producers. So let's talk about that Propane Farm Research Program.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously everyone in Ohio who's listening probably knows that about all the commodities and checkoff programs that go into it, and propane is one of them. And we are, again, maybe not always associated with agriculture, but certainly in Ohio and even nationwide, our checkoffs are very, very focused on making sure that our energy is able to power farms and help our farmers throughout the country, but especially in Ohio. And yeah, one of the things we're doing is putting our money where our mouth is and giving up to $10,000 away for different incentives through our agriculture research programs that we have, anything from industrial engines and power generation, vehicle rebates are available as well, but again, anything that everyone thinks about propane, we can power engines, we can power homes, we can heat barns, and certainly heat water as well or better than any other energy source out there.
You know, this program has kind of a twofold benefit to it. It not only will help offset the cost of propane-powered agricultural equipment, but it's supporting real-world performance research. So let's talk about what's involved in this and how we benefit not only from the cost savings for our producers, but also the research that's involved in what we're getting back from our producers with the use of propane.
Yeah, you know, obviously one of the things that we are geared at, we absolutely know, you know, propane is cheaper than electric power, certainly cleaner than diesel engines. It's reliable, it's proven, and again, as I said earlier, it's American. But, you know, we don't need to just prove it ourselves. We want some research behind that. We want some numbers behind that. We want to make sure that the users, our consumers of propane, are happy with the product. And so the research that goes into it will be analyzing all those different features. You know, the cost benefits, the clean energy benefits, certainly the satisfaction out of our agriculture users and the farmers that are using these products and switching these products. And obviously, one of the things we want to do is make these products better for the next generation. So all those things go into this research program. It's our way of giving back to the people that are using the products and helping us make them better, helping them make more reliable and efficient decisions. So it's a great program. I sincerely hope farms across Ohio take advantage of the money we're putting forth on there. And again, just a number of different options available to farms of all sizes.
You know, the program covers up to 25% of the purchase price per item. Now, we're talking about getting about $10,000 for propane ag equipment. Now, with that funding available for up to 6 total units per farm each year, maximum of 2 per equipment type. So let's talk a little bit about that. The propane-powered industrial engines, the power generation, the propane-powered water heating systems, poultry, swine, and greenhouse heating systems, and poultry house sanitation. Let's be a little bit more specific on those benefits.
Yeah, you bet. You know, for industrial-sized engines, these are going to be things that could be powering irrigation equipment. It can be absolutely a huge benefit to those powerful pumps that go into keeping our farms irrigated. Again, very, very efficient fuel, portable fuel. So it's the same type of portability as diesel engines, but so much cleaner, so much better for our environment, so much better for the farms. You know, nothing is going to be destroying or hurting our environment out there. And we've got to talk about power generation. This is one of the real focuses of the industry for the next several years. And certainly with the hard winter, long winter that Ohio has had to sustain this year with the weather that's come through, the ice that's come through, so many power outages across the state, not only in the winter, but obviously with our spring and summer and fall weather as well. You know, having backup power is just common sense these days, unfortunately, with the unreliability of the grid, but we are able to keep power going at the farms, keep the lights on, keep the pumps going, just keep operations going so that our farms, our businesses that are out there in agriculture are able to maintain their operations, 24/7. So power generation is going to be one thing that our industry is really, really going to focus on for the next several years, I'm sure. And certainly, with the 24/7 operations of agriculture, backup power just makes sense across the board.
Oh, it's truly about reliability, especially when you're dealing with livestock. You need to have that reliability. It needs to be sourced as local as possible. And that's really the key for all producers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're happy to do it. And it's just, again, it's an unfortunate part of all the power that our states need, our homes need, our farms need. But, you know, when you have propane, you are free from the grid. You have that reliability, whether it's prime power generation or backup power generation. You know, propane is clean energy that's just it's able to go all day long.
You know, we talk to politicians all the time, and we know the benefits of propane, but they always talk about all of the above when it comes to resourcing energy for our producers out there. You know, we're not only talking about the benefits of wind energy and solar energy, obviously natural gas, but propane has to fit into that picture to make sure there's balance and reliability, right?
Yeah, no question, Dan. I'm so glad you're saying that. And to be clear, I mean, we believe in the industry that in an all above approach too. We believe we are part of the solution. We know we are not the full solution. Certainly, there's a place for electric. There's a place for diesel. There is a place for propane. There's a place for wind and solar. All of the above need to happen. We need so much energy in our country, in Ohio, and certainly in to keep our agriculture, our farms running. So we believe we are part of the solution. We are part of the overall solution, and certainly we know we are not the only solution, but we believe we're the clean energy source. We are certainly a very, very viable source throughout rural Ohio.
You know, we talk about clean energy, we talk about our producers, and we're always having to talk about the environment and going green. And that's extremely important, too, because we need to make sure that we're not only producing our products, a healthy product, whether it's livestock or whether we're out in the fields all the time taking care of those row crops, but we need to do it in an environmentally conscious and safe way. And propane is just another way of going green, right, Derek?
Absolutely. You're singing my song. So yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. The last thing we want is any energy to spill, but if God forbid there was a propane energy spill or energy accident, you know, propane is lighter than air. It evaporates. It is non-toxic. It doesn't hurt our fields. It doesn't hurt our soil, and it certainly doesn't hurt our water. So again, it's very, very safe. It's very reliable fuel. And we're just so, so proud that it's part of the clean energy solution for the state of Ohio.
You're listening to the In Ohio Country Today podcast, part of the In Ohio Country Today TV show in our iHeartMedia Radio Ag Network. Our guest today is Derek Dahling, Executive Director of the Ohio Propane Gas Association. We're going to take a time out. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to In Ohio Country Today. Your outdoor fun starts today at Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta. Whether you're an enthusiastic RC hobbyist or searching for a great family gift, we have the best remote control land, air, and watercraft with parts and service you can depend on. Our experienced team and our great wall of parts will keep you cruising all year long with batteries and chargers too. Your outdoor fun starts today at Dad's Toy Shop in downtown Wapakoneta, your one-stop shop for all your hobby needs.
At some point, every person who has ever had a big idea has been told, don't bother. Keep your head down. Do your work. Know your place. At Poet, we know our place. Our place is at the forefront of history, pioneering an industry, challenging what's expected, changing the world. Sustainable biofuels, oil alternatives, nutrient-rich proteins, cleaner air, a brighter future. Poet.
From generation to generation, farmers do their best to protect their land, livestock, and farm operations, but they can't do it alone. Salina Insurance Group has partnered with local ag professionals to do just that, offering the peace of mind needed to run a successful operation. Salina's products and coverages come from our firsthand experience and relationships with local agents. For total farm protection, come experience the Salina difference. Learn more at salinainsurance.com.
When it's time to prep your feed, Kuhn mixers deliver consistent, thorough results every time. Built for efficiency and designed to reduce feed cost, Kuhn mixers help you get the most out of every ration. With decades of innovation focused on your feed, Kuhn stands above the rest. Stop by your local Apple Farm Service today or view our inventory online at applefarmservice.com/Kuhn.
You're listening to the In Ohio Country Today podcast, part of the In Ohio Country Today TV show in our iHeartMedia Radio Ag Network. We're speaking with Derek Dahling, Executive Director of the Ohio Propane Gas Association. You know, Derek, let's talk about the number of dealers that are that you represent here in the Buckeye State.
Yeah, we it's corner to corner. You know, we have propane throughout the state of Ohio. It is certainly a very well-known rural fuel. It's also used in our cities. You know, we are very much supportive of manufacturing. There's a lot of propane that are used in material handling in our manufacturing sectors. So there's an urban, there's a suburban component, and certainly everyone in rural Ohio knows that the 230 companies in Ohio that are servicing propane every day are from Youngstown to Cincinnati and Toledo to Southeast Ohio. We cover it all.
You know, it's really cool too, the diversity that propane, you know, we're talking about the farm, of course, we're talking about agriculture, but the diversity that that propane provides as far as vehicles are concerned, especially here in Ohio, we're talking like food and beverage, delivery vehicles, police and EMT vehicles, municipalities, as you mentioned, school buses, as you mentioned. I think that's really cool. I think people fail to realize the diversity that propane provides for all these many industries here in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And, you know, it's a shame on us. You know, this is these are things we are all proud of. And certainly this is why I'm so thankful that you're talking about it, because we need to, as an industry, talk more about all the things that we are able to do and accomplish. And certainly propane is able to do and fulfill a lot. And you mentioned all the vehicles. You know, school buses are certainly one of the growing things. It's such a remarkable thing to think, Dan, you and I grew up. I had to use a school bus to go to school. And certainly I remember all the diesel fumes and, you know, getting off the bus and the bus driver driving away and me in a black cloud of smoke as I walked home. You know, and these days with the propane buses, it's clean. There's no emissions. They're quieter engines, which is something I never even thought of until we did these research programs that we're talking about like this. We did some for engines, and the teachers, the school bus drivers, they all noticed how much quieter the engines were and how much that actually made an impact on the children as they're traveling to school in a clean bus with a quieter bus. It made for better students. It makes for better experiences when you're driving, less rambunctious kids to start the day, to end the day. Just amazing side benefits that, you know, again, our industry doesn't do enough to brag about, but it's nice to be bragging about them with you here today. And certainly one of the other things we brag about is Ohio is one of the top 10 using states for propane buses. Ohio has made more investments in school buses than many, many other states. And it's just it's going to pay dividends for years to come.
Definitely. No question about it. So, Derek, let's wrap it up a little bit here, talking about that that Ohio farmers could get that $10,000 for propane ag equipment as part of that propane farm research program. There is some criteria. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, you know, pretty, we don't want to make this difficult. So it's pretty simple. You have to be a farm. You have to be an adult. You have to be able to provide the tax ID or a social security number associated with the farm. And then the farm just has to be able to designate itself for, you know, like the USDA defines farms. So it's pretty simple. A lot of information can be found at propane.com, and then search for the propane farm research program. You go to that website, the program guidelines, the program brochure is going to be there. It's going to explain all the six products that you mentioned earlier, all the different ways that they can get the incentives. And again, up to $10,000 is available for any farm in Ohio.
That's very cool. Once again, propane.com is the source. You know, Ohio farmers need tools that are flexible, cost-effective, and reliable without these sky-high prices. And our friends at the Ohio Propane Gas Association is helping our producers do just that, be more profitable on the farm. Derek Dalling, Executive Director for the Ohio Propane Gas Association. Derek, that website once again.
propane.com, and then search farm our propane farm research program,
and we'll have a link to that website as well at our site at inohiocountry.com. Derek, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, appreciate it very much.
And for more information, as always, check us out on the web at inohiocountry.com. That's inohiocountry.com. Have a good day, everybody. Allen Davis Insurance Agency, your solutions provider in Wapakoneta, Lima, and Minster. Allen is a business owner and an active farmer, and Farmers Insurance President's Council Hall of Fame inductee for 2025. Trust Allen Davis Insurance Agency for auto, home, life, commercial, and total farm protection with offices in Wapakoneta, Lima, and Minster. For more information, check us out on the web at allendavisinsurance.com. The SureTrack heavy-duty low-profile dump trailer is engineered for professionals who demand the highest level of strength, versatility, and efficiency. And Rodoc Leasing Sales and Service is your place for your next SureTrack dump trailer. Available in multiple configurations, tailored to fit your specific needs, and built for heavy-duty tasks. This trailer delivers top-tier performance, helping you get the job done right every time. Call Rodoc Leasing Sales and Service today, your source for SureTrack dump trailers. Learn more at rodoc.com.